And with a bite-sized portion of further science news, here's Meera Synthilingam with our Naked Science Newsflash.
A fast, non-invasive test for virus infections has been developed by scientists at the University of Leeds. Current testing methods involve identifying the genetic material of a virus in samples in the lab. But now, working with adenoviruses, Paul Milner has developed a biosensor formed of antibodies and electrodes that reveal not only the presence of a virus, but also the number of virus particles directly from a patient's sample.
The antibody binds the virus. That changes the surface of the electrode, and it changes various properties of the electrical current that passes across that electrode. The key point about it is there's no processing. It's literally sensor into your sample, that's your measurement. This is about speed and ease of use. So you could easily do these tests in a doctor's surgery or for some conditions, even at home if it was something you had to monitor frequently.
Fruit flies use alcohol to self-medicate against parasitic infections. Larvae of the common fruit fly Drosophila melanogaster feed on microorganisms found on rotting fruit, exposing them regularly to a high intake of alcohol. The larvae are also vulnerable to infection with parasitic wasps, which eat the flies from the inside out and cause death. But now, infecting fruit flies in the lab and exposing them to food containing alcohol, Todd Schlenke from Emory University found that flies infected with these wasps purposely consumed high doses of alcohol, which poisoned and killed the parasites lurking inside.
Infected flies chose alcohol food at about an 80% rate, whereas uninfected flies chose the alcohol food only at about a 30% rate. So flies that are infected, they realize they're infected, and they seek out alcohol to try to cure their infections. You know, these animals out in nature have really, really complex behaviors that can help them fight off infectious disease. We probably unknowingly have similar kinds of behaviors. Alcohol might actually act as a protective toxin against infectious disease and something that should probably be followed up in other organisms.
Microchips have been used to deliver drugs in patients with osteoporosis. Ensuring patients take their drugs on schedule and at regular intervals can be a challenge when treating many medical conditions. Michael Seamer and colleagues from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have overcome this with the design of a chip implanted under the skin and either activated wirelessly or programmed to deliver doses of drugs into the bloodstream at precise times. Their clinical trial delivered a parathyroid hormone used to improve bone density in 7 female volunteers with osteoporosis. But the technology has the potential for a range of drug treatments.
This is the first time that implanted electronics have been used to deliver drugs. There are many applications for potent drugs that require subcutaneous injections. MS, diabetes, reproductive health, human growth hormone treatments. So there are many diseases that are treated by very potent drugs, like we're able to deliver with this device.
And finally, some of the smallest chameleons in the world have been discovered on the island of Madagascar by researchers from the Zoologische Staatssammlung in Munich. 4 new species were identified by Dr. Frank Glor as they moved from their daytime dwellings in leaf litter and climbed onto branches or leaves to rest at dusk. The smallest of the group, Brucchesia micra, is one of the smallest reptiles known and reaches a maximum of just 29 millimetres in length.
It seems that the miniaturization of animals on small islands gives them a new ecological niche. The competition, for example, of invertebrates, of spiders or minor invertebrates are not existing in these islands. And so these animals can evolve into this particular niche that might be otherwise on the mainland occupied by larger animals.
Images of these miniature chameleons can be found on our website, and the finding was published this week in the journal PLOS ONE.
Meera Synthilingam. All those stories and the references are available on our website at thenakedscientist.com/news.